2 years ago, outside a Milwaukee bar, a man shot and killed three people, including 20-year-old Deshaun Winbush. It was later learned the shooter was a felon who used a gun that he bought from a private citizen. Winbush's mother, Marna, says the private transfer of guns ought to be registered with the state.
Because there are so many weapons, when people get killed, sometimes they can't even trace the weapon. And if they know where that weapon is, they would have a good idea who's involved and how to solve a lot of these cases also.
Winbush is part of a Milwaukee group, Mothers Against Gun Violence, which has been shaping the private gun sale bill over the last 6 months. Democratic State Senator Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee is a co-sponsor of the measure. He says it needs to be focused in Milwaukee County, where there have been 1,500 homicide victims over the last 13 years.
And we hope that by narrowing the scope of the bill, that we can get people to understand that Milwaukee is fully behind this bill. And hopefully it may be so that we can get other municipalities to see the efficacy of forwarding this bill too.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett endorses the measure, but Jim Fendry of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement says it appears the bill would violate a state law that prevents local gun laws from being tougher than state regulations.
And since there isn't anything such as proclaimed in this bill in state statute, it would be unlawful to have it in Milwaukee County alone.
Fendry says he doesn't see how the private gun sale bill could be categorized as anything but a local firearms law. Violators of the measure would face a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 9 months in jail. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.